Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. Chip's our good buddy. Long time, almost 9-year member of our Brain Trust. Founder of the Chip Bell Group. Co-author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack. But one of them is right here in front of me. He co-authored with a late friend of ours, Ron Zimke. Chip, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. But you and another friend of ours, another member of our Brain Trust, authored a book with Ron Zimke. And so anyway, I like reminding people about him. We miss him. But we
miss Ron, absolutely.
Anyway, Ron's been dead about 6 or 7 years, and 5 or 6 years, something like that. And I'm glad to say that I still have archives on my website of my interviews with him. So, fantastic.
Yeah. He was a brilliant guy.
A great guy. Anyway, so Knock Your Socks Off Service is one he wrote with Ron. Also, the 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service, but the sprinkles, that's the big one. That's the new
one,
right?
That's the new one, yeah.
So check those out, folks. It's all about how to love up your customers. That's all Chip does. But Chip, what happened? How do we deal with the love when customers don't love us much anymore?
Well, that is a challenge sometimes, particularly when you're in a circumstance where, you know, we do something wrong, we might not know how to handle that. But what happens when things go wrong and, you know, you don't have any control
it's
over
it? It's kind of nobody's fault. It's just something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you know, bad things happen in the world, right?
Things happen. Yeah, we've got the easy things or the more not life-threatening things, like the doctor's running late,
right,
the surgery they were involved
in. I'm sorry you got the over-easy eggs and not the well-done eggs. Yeah.
That's it. Or it might be something tragic, like what happened at Disney World with the kid and the alligator, or the Cincinnati Zoo and the gorilla. And so I think and we've done a lot of interviews around this, a lot of research around it. In fact, Ron and I did a book called Knock Your Socks Off Service Recovery.
Yep.
And we talked about crisis, what I call more crisis-like situations. And when you interview the customer and you say, what do you want out of this? The first thing they say is, give me urgency. Give me a sense of that you're on top of it, that you know what you're doing. Allay my fear, my anxiety, my insecurity by showing me your competence, your calm, and your confidence, and your agility. We got this. We're handling it. We're on top of it. We know what we're doing. So I think that's the first thing that customers look for, particularly in a
And that has to be delivered with conviction, sincerity, and honesty, and full disclosure.
Absolutely. And
any dancing around.
No,
people sniff that out in about 1.5 seconds, whatever you try to do after that is probably not going to work.
Exactly, because transparency is another thing they expect and demand. Don't BS me. Don't give me jumbo. You know, tell me the truth. I'm more confident when, you know, it's like the airline pilot that we hear when we've got nature gives us major turbulence, and he comes on and tells exactly what's going on, we feel a lot better than silence.
Right.
So that sense of urgency, the sense of transparency, and
information, right? We want information.
We want information. Don't worry about data overload. I can handle it. You know, tell me more than maybe I need to. You know, looked at the backlash that happened yesterday from the FBI. Yeah, they didn't turn over everything.
How stupid did they think we were?
Well, exactly, and it's the feeling of big brother.
We're their customers. We're their we're consumers of their information.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if it's information that's going to hamper the FBI investigation, we all get that. But when
someone said, if the killer had not died, and there was going to be a trial, that they probably wouldn't be able to release that.
Well, exactly.
But under the circumstances, everything can come out. So
customers get that. They get that. And so I think it's, you know, you opened the show with, I think, a great point, and that is sometimes we can deal with bad service easier than we can indifferent service.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think particularly when things go wrong, you need to show the customer. They don't expect you to be perfect, but they do expect you to care, and particularly care when things go wrong. And so that sense of you matter to us and not just be give me indifference is another critical piece of how to handle these tragic situations.
Right. Well, and you know, I've had a number of crisis managers on the show, PR people on the show over the years talking about this, that, you know, and helping small business owners understand that these things could happen to you. The local police could show up at your door with the FBI one day because one of your 20 employees is doing something stupid on one of your computers.
Exactly.
And they can walk out of there with all your computers and it's in the news the next day. And so you have to be able to deal with it. You have to say, look, this was an isolated situation. We didn't know this person was doing this, but we're continuing to march. We're doing business as usual and no customers, blah, blah, blah. You know, you have to be prepared for this.
Exactly. And I think great planning, great preparation, and great training for your employees in how do we deal with this situation.
You think that we ought to, with all the other things we got going on, sometimes it's hard, Chip, for small business owners to think, okay, wait a minute, all the things I got going on, I have to do a role play, I have to do a fire drill with my people on what if something stupid happens?
Yep, absolutely, because you know, here again, our business is on the line, and when these situations happen, I mean, you watch how confident the gate attendant is when they have to announce, ladies and gentlemen, we've got an overbook situation, and they know exactly how to do it. They know exactly how much to offer to bribe you to take a later flight. They know they've got it worked out. So, you know, I always say at the time at which your customer is most insecure because it's not turning out like they thought it would is when you want your front line most confident.
And be careful how I'm going to say this very carefully here, Chip. You're probably going to seek legal advice if in certain circumstances.
Certainly.
But be careful not to let the lawyers cause you to be too, politically correct or whatever. You got to cover yourself. But at the same time, lawyers are going to they're probably going to steer you in a way that's not going to give you the best PR.
Well, they're all in the damage control and not the customer.
That's right. Chip, I need your website quickly, please.
It's chipbell.com.
See, couldn't get any easier than that.
Well, check him out. I can remember.
Check him out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.